dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.
It's all good. It's Peter Dills. Yes, we call the show Dining with Dills. We're here for the next hour till 6 o'clock, about 5:45. My friend Leroy Guilford is actually here, and he'll be talking about wine, and we're going to be talking about steaks in about 15 minutes as well. We've got a jam-packed show tonight, so I want to get right into it. Like I just said, Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. We try to be here every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Phone numbers. Why do I give out the phone numbers? Because I'm pleading with you, if you've won a gift card in the last 3 years, you owe me a phone call, don't you? 714-2830-830, 714-2830-830. Happy National Lamb Day. Yes, May 7th is National Lamb Day. I don't know, the Angels lost today 5-3. I do not know how, but I was convinced driving on the 60 freeway to the 57 where there was hail, lightning, and we slowed down to about 20 miles per hour. I said, this is, as soon as I got on the 57 freeway, it was cloudy, but I don't know how the game continued on, but the rain never reached here in Anaheim. I guess it's going to reach in San Diego because they've already canceled the Dodger-Padre game. All right, topic of today, 714-2830-830, 714-2830. 830. You've probably seen the signs at restaurants. Leroy, you go out to eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We reserve the right to serve. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. No shirt, no shoes, no service. But what do these signs really mean? I mean, can they say, hey, can you get thrown out of a beachfront restaurant because you're wearing flip-flops? When is a refusal to serve someone justified? When it is discrimination that could lead to a lawsuit? Recently, I was at a supermarket, one of the supermarkets that I go to in my city of Pasadena, and the manager came up to a guy that was probably seen better days and asked him to leave his supermarket, basically refusing to serve or to sell any food products to this potential customer. Why? I don't know. I could guess that he has maybe caught him stealing before. I don't know. I could just assume. But when is it right to be able to refuse service to a customer? At the heart of this debate, in 1964, anti-discrimination laws were enacted federally, state, and local governments. The entire United States is covered by the Federal Civil Rights of 1964, which prohibits discrimination by privately owned hotels, restaurants, theaters, banks, health club, and stores. Nonprofit organizations such as churches are generally exempt from the law. What do you think? 714-2830-830, 714-2830-830. Have you ever been asked to leave? Has there ever been a mix-up where when you're on an airline and you can't get a drink, or you go to a bar and they won't serve you, or you've been asked to leave, and maybe they got the wrong person. But the right person, his name is Michael Brown. He's an attorney here in Southern California, and he might be able to shed some of these answers for us. Mike, are you there? Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and you?
I am doing great. So, beautiful day here in Anaheim. The Angels lost 5-3. We're talking about anti-discrimination laws of simply, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Mike, do you have a take on this?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. In the United States of America, you are perfectly permitted to discriminate unless it's a protected class. And by protected class, I mean something that Congress or a state or a city has identified as a class of people that deserves some sort of special protection. And so, therefore, while, as you mentioned earlier in your show, that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 covers the more generic things such as sex, race, religion, national origin, it is silent on various other items that some states have adopted, such as sexual orientation, and, you know, handicapped. Some states have even added things such as obesity in certain aspects. So, you know, there really isn't one rule or one law that you can really say covers the entire United States.
In the headlines right now, airlines, of course, United, Delta, American, Virgin, you name it. Let's just say that I'm overweight and I buy my ticket online, and my ticket costs whatever, $600, and I get on the plane and I can't fit in the seat. They can't accommodate me, but they sold me a ticket.
That is, in fact, something that has already been determined. And if you are not able to meet the safety requirements of fitting within the confines of the carrier seat, they do have a right to ask you to leave the plane and refund your money.
Okay. There's a year and a half ago, something similar in Laguna Beach, the Earth Cafe, some people that were, a group of ladies that were wearing scarves were asked supposedly to leave. Lawsuit, which I haven't heard anything about since it came out about a year and a half ago. Turns out that the owner's wife is indeed also Muslim. So maybe that had something to do with that case going away. But have you seen or heard of anything like that? People being turned away, possibly wearing Oakland Raider t-shirts or a bandana that the owner didn't feel comfortable about?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when I was, how old was I? I was 15 years old. I was turned away from a restaurant because I had a tank top on, and they did not consider a tank top back in the 70s equivalent to a shirt.
Okay.
So
at age 15, how did you feel?
I
mean, did you go back to your parents and say, hey, this place sucks. I'm a good kid. I'm wearing a tank top.
No, actually, I didn't. I thought, you know, they don't want my business. I don't want to give them my business. And I left and went elsewhere. But it was a shock because that's the first time I had ever been denied service for anything. It's not the last time, but it's been the first time.
It's Peter Dills. It's Angels Radio, AM 830 KLA. We're talking to Mike Brown, attorney. We're talking, discrimination, or just in simple terms, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. Now, does that work, Mike? Is that sign probable notice enough? You know, when I'm going through the valet and they give me a ticket, I don't read the valet ticket indemnifying them of any right for me to sue if something happens to my car. I don't read that little ticket.
You're right. And merely posting that sign does not necessarily give them more of a legal right to ask you to leave than if they didn't have the sign. The real question is what is the basis for them asking or refusing service to you? Now, if it is because of your clothing, mm-hmm. As long as it's equally applied across the board, they're probably not going to have a problem.
Okay.
But if they start to distinguish, such as only scarves that are worn in such a way as to indicate Muslim faith, or things, or only what have I seen it? Oh, clothing that indicates a gang association. You see that a lot at schools and such. You're not permitted to wear clothing. Now, schools obviously can't refuse service, but they can certainly block entrance.
Can I ask somebody to take off a hat?
Yes, you may. And you can ask them to put on a tie.
Really? Now that one, their tie or my tie? My tie.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, they can generally, they can, and a lot of places have jackets available for customers or ties so that they don't have to lose the business. But it is their way of maintaining a dress code.
Okay, let's get ridiculous here, Mike. Let's get ridiculous just for 1 second. Angel game. Right after the game, we've got a couple nice restaurants around Anaheim Stadium. By the way, we're talking to Michael Brown, attorney here in Southern California, talking about discrimination. I go over to the Catch, which is on the property here, or one of these new beer places across the street from Angel Stadium, and I'm wearing a Houston Astro cap. Can the owner or the manager come up to me and say, "Hey, this is an Angel bar. Please take off that hat."
Yes.
Really?
Oh. Let's put it this way. If the owner believes that that cap will somehow jeopardize or compromise the safety of the other patrons, they can certainly do it. And if it had been a especially nasty game,
right,
it would be certainly within their rights to say, "You know, love to have your patronage. However, we think that too many people might be offended by your cap. We'd ask that you remove it at this time." And they have their right to do it. Just as if, in the political side, if you had a Make America Great cap or, a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or whatever the political slant was, and you walked into a place to where the owner or the manager believed that it might spark or incite a dangerous situation, they could certainly ask you to remove it or ask you to leave.
There's a wedding. I'm reading this. So I'm going to read this. There's a wedding cake for a same-sex couple saying the baker said that this the couple was same-sex and he doesn't believe in same-sex marriages and refused their right to order a cake from him. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Supreme Court's pretty much come down on that and said that that type of commercial discrimination is not acceptable. Not many states have been challenged on that. Indiana has, and the cake maker lost in that particular case. It has not been tried in many other courts, but right now there is a real debate as to where someone's right to religion, expression of religion, and someone's right to be free from discrimination, where those two lines meet. And as I understand it, last week President Trump issued an executive order regarding religious freedom, and that might basically move the line a little bit further towards permitting discrimination in these type of commercial settings.
Michael Brown, attorney at law, what happens if there is no posting at the restaurant or in a parking lot? There's nothing that says anything about it. And the manager says it's just common sense. Does that fly?
Yes.
Wow.
a restaurant does not have to post.
Ooh.
All their legal rights, which include the legal right to ask someone to leave, a legal right to say if you're being too loud or noisy, we're going to call the cops. They don't have to post and advise you of all the factors that may give them rise to ask you to leave.
Wow, this is why I love the show. Mike, we got to wrap things up. Michael Brown is an attorney in Orange County. Can we get your phone number and possible website if any of our listeners want to get a hold of you?
Sure. My number is area code 949-636-8128, and my website is mwb-law.net.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I knew you were the person to call about this subject.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to talk to you, Peter.
Okay, Michael Brown, attorney at law in Orange County. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. When we come back, I have four tickets to an upcoming Detroit Tigers Angels game. Ah, but no more Mr. Nice Guy, Leroy, and Kayla, and Matt. It's got to have a trivia question. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. Radio AM 830. Of course, KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse.
Mm. Look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
You gotta try a piece of this pizza. This is delicious.
Mm. Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Mm-mm-mm. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's, with the details.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch, and I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than other Italian restaurants.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons, but value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. Sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock, on Colorado, just east of Eagle Rock Boulevard. Call 323-254-9138.
You know, some combinations were just meant to go together. Burger and fries, washer and dryer, online dating. At State Farm, there's another combination that goes great together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, which I like, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is T.G. Metzger. He's here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Call him right now. T.G. Metzger, 626-445-1500. Hey everybody, it's Peter Dills for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo. It's Peter Dills, and if you like great Mai Tais and a wide range of Hawaiian-inspired food, then I need to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants. It's the Canoe House on Fair Oaks in South Pasadena. Great happy hour and some of the best Mai Tais that I've ever had. The Canoe House is fun. It's exotic. The food ranges from burgers and onion rings to ahi salad with weekly cold beer specials, and that Mai Tai that I was telling you about, you can get it at happy hour each and every Monday. Every night is something different. The Canoe House in South Pasadena is a great place for any night of the week and is only a short drive from wherever you're listening to our show.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Blame it on the loose. Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone. Got you feeling thrown. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the. She says she usually don't.
I think that's Jamie Foxx. It's Peter Dills. Radio AM 830 KLAA, or phone number is 714-280-830, 714-280-830. You know, they call me the king of cuisine, and I think I should be called the king of events because I'm always doing something. Taste of Duarte, Wednesday, May 24th. Taste of Duarte, Wednesday, May 24th. Uncorked, Santa Anita Uncorked. Leroy, don't let me forget to get you a couple tickets for this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's happening on May 10th, Uncorked at the Santa Anita Racetrack, and it's $60, and we'll be having some tickets to give away for sure. May 17th, Angels and Tigers. If you don't win these tickets, you can always go to angels.com and order your tickets through the Angel website. Here is today's. Do you have a drum roll, Matt? No? Because I didn't warn you to have a drum roll, that's why. Today's question is a food-related question. I was going to do a baseball-related question, but I decided to stick with the food. I've had a guest yell out the answer, Leroy. Don't yell out the answer.
Yeah, we had that experience together before.
Oh, we did? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that was, your brother or something. The meat of an adult sheep. The meat of an adult sheep is called what? The meat of an adult sheep is called what? Give us a call, 714-280-830, 714-280-830. If you know the answer to that question, I will hook you up. We will hook you up with four tickets to the Angel game, which is happening on May 17th. Four tickets. You got to come by Angel Stadium to pick them up. Bring your ID, of course. And if you don't win, you can always just go to angels.com and buy some tickets. Living and retiring tax-free with Al Manfred is coming up next. Well, coming up at 6, because coming up next is Leroy Guilford, and he's going to be talking about, what are you going to be talking about?
Okay, sweet Monty Blue Eyes Pricer. He's literally the guru of Napa Valley wines, and I had to catch up with him a little earlier in the week, so we got a little phone thing with him. We're going to talk about when you see a wine that says estate on the bottle, and somehow sometimes those are a little pricier. We're going to talk about what does that mean.
Good. I like to keep it simple, Leroy.
It is. We are going to keep it simple. But we do talk about an AVA, American Viticultural Area, versus an appellation, and how that affects prices of wine. So it's going to be kind of
fun. What is an appellation?
Okay, so that is a geographic area at large where a wine is grown, wine grape. And then the smaller regions that are super defined, like Napa Valley or Temecula Valley or so on, they're the specific local area that is quasi-governmental and the industry create those lines, And that specific area, you can label the grapes accordingly. A bigger area, an AVA can fall within. But I'm spilling the beans. That's all going to be covered.
All right. So, this portion of Dining with Dills is brought to you by my good friends at You Gotta Be Nuts. Nuts. It is the nuts that I've been talking about here on Dining with Dills. You can go to Pavilions and buy them. You go to the produce department. There's a lovely display of seven different kinds of style of nuts. And thank goodness for Pavilions and You Gotta Be Nuts. And thanks goodness for me for getting my nuts into Pavilions. They're on sale right now for $3.99. Now, I've given you some nuts before, Leroy.
Yes.
And they're good, right?
They are very good.
Pistachios, pecans, cashews.
They sustain me on the freeway.
Yes, that's right. And they're good for you. Protein. So support the show. Go to Pavilions, the produce department, and buy some nuts. Al is in the other room right now. Al is so impressed. He's like, oh my God, people actually listen to this guy's show because the whole, look at this. We can only take six calls at a time.
The board's filled up.
The board is filled up. That's the magic of Dining with Dills on AM 830 KLAA, 714-280-830. The question for four tickets to the Angel game is, the meat of an adult sheep is called what? All right, before we hit the lines, this portion of Dining with Dills is brought to you by the Skyloft in Laguna Beach. It's happening. It's upscale, comfortable atmosphere, and is perfect for friends. I'm going there this Thursday night. Families and, of course, first dates. They serve classic American food with modern and international accents when they follow traditional with their recipes, flavors, and presentation profiles. They find pockets of creativity. One of their signature dishes is the black cherry glazed salmon. It comes on sweet corn hash. Mmm. With their in-house smoked bacon and Yukon golden mash and chive buttercream. If you are with some friends and you want some real barbecue, I'm circling this, Leroy, real barbecue at the Skyloft, because I am going
to talk barbecue.
Yes, I'm going Thursday, and I'm ordering the real barbecue, and I'm circling that. You should order their all-in. It comes with black cherry glazed ribs, that sounds good, brisket, which I love, half a chicken, sweet cornbread, and all the fixings. If you want something really special, you should try their lobster bake featuring two 5-ounce tails, baked crawfish on top, dirty rice, okra, sausage. Skyloft is a great, great place for private parties and corporate events with rooms, parties, and 20 to 60 of their own AV equipment for your presentations. They have two full bars, live music 7 days a week. They look forward to seeing you. That's the Skyloft in Laguna Beach, and I'll be there this Thursday night. And I know that the owner and the chef are going to be here, in a couple weeks. Speaking of in a couple weeks, next week, which is Mother's Day, I've got to be on the air. The federal bar. What's that?
So, but you're not a mom.
I'm not a mom. You're right. I'm a working dad. The federal bar from Long Beach will be here. All right. So, Leroy, I'm not going to let you look at the screen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a number between 1 and 6. And by the way, if you've won something, if you've won Angel tickets on another show, that's fine. But if you won something here on our show, make sure that it's your first time calling in, because those are the rules, and Kayla knows everybody who's calling in. So, Leroy, a number between 1 and 6.
I love the number 5.
5. Let's go to John in Santa Ana. John, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You got in at the last minute, and you pushed all the other people that have been waiting on hold for 5 minutes. But that's the way it goes, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you excited? Is your heart pumping right now?
A little bit.
Okay, good. We like excitement on there on Dining with Dills. All right. Meat of an adult sheep is called what?
I do believe it's called mutton.
I do believe you're right. I do believe you'll be going to an Angel Tiger game on May 17th. Congratulations, John, from Santa Ana.
Thank you much.
Man, you got in at the late. Thank Leroy. He threw the number out.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The roll of the dice.
The roll of the dice. But Rebecca, Mark, Karen, and don't worry, we'll be giving away some other stuff. I've got tickets to the Santa Anita Uncorked, which is happening on June 10th. And then in both of these events, I'm going to be at Wednesday, May 24th, Taste of Duarte. This is a great event. Actually, two fun events. So, John, congratulations. Don't be mad, but Kayla is going to ask you your birth date, because you have to show your ID when you come to pick up the tickets. All right.
Oh, no problem.
No problem, John. We'll put you on hold. And everybody else, try again. We'll be giving away another gift card. Coming up at the end of the hour. I mean, at the end of the half hour, we got to take another break. But before we take a break, don't touch the music yet. Steaks. I wanted to talk to you about steaks. And I told you how old I was, but I'm not going to say how old I am on the air.
Right.
I learned something about steaks. Al, are you there? Al, do you barbecue at home? Al's coming. He's not much of a barbecue. I love
barbecue steak all the time.
But you know what? I just figured this out. You have to buy aged beef. Mm-hmm. You cannot buy. I mean, going to Pavilions and getting something for $14 that's prime or choice, and you think that is a good steak. The other night I went and got a steak, and I paid the right price, but it was just okay. A month ago, I went, and you know how they have the steaks 30% off when they're getting a little brown?
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that, because those are aged. They're ready to cook, baby. So it took me years to figure out, and Matt, you're a young man. Okay, do you like to barbecue? When you get a steak, get an aged, I promise, friends, get an aged steak. Forget about the fresh steaks like, oh, we just cut these. No, you want the steak that's been sitting there for a couple days.
So you look at the date, you know, when they slap it on there, and you look at when it's close to expiring. And
if you're really cheap like I am, you could just bring it to the butcher and say, hey, man, this is about ready to expire. And I've done that before, and usually
And then, of course, but you were going to also say, because it really does matter how you marinate it or how you decide to put grill it. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
But you told me before we go to break, you told me that you went to Stater Brothers and got a good one. And I foo-fooed Stater Brothers for years.
I came out of the grocery industry, worked for those guys for a long time, and they have a line. It's our meat that made us famous. It's very true. Especially their T-bones and stuff.
Man, Kayla, I just got a Facebook thing saying, Skyloft sounds great, but you didn't give us the address. I don't have the address, so if you can find the address so I can give out the address on the air, congratulations to John. We're going to hook him up with 4 tickets to the Detroit Angel game. We've got to take a break, but when we come back, I got another trivia question. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills, AM 830, KLAA.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margarita's at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
You
I've got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's. Why? Well, seeker of wisdom, truth, and gustatorial delights, the mere fact that you honor the world with your magnificent presence is reason enough to revel with abandon in the freshest and most tantalizing provisions from the fertile plains and the briny deep at Gladstone's. Feed your happy little face mouth-watering laughter from the seven seas. Clam chowder so delicious, George Washington would swim the ocean for. Salmon so scrumptious, it might kiss you. Specials every day, and all at a price that won't bust the budget. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's the just reward for you being you. You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's.
How about a store that has farmers market freshness, thousands of club sizes, plus everyday groceries and party supplies, where prices are up to 25% lower than supermarkets? That's Smart and Final. Guaranteed high-quality foods, organics, local products, and really cool stuff you can't find anywhere else. It's not a supermarket. It's Smart and Final. Cinco de Mayo is here. Now, 12-pack bottles of Corona, Modelo, Dos Equis, or Pacifico are only $9.99 each, plus CRV. Must buy three, limit three total. Please drink responsibly.
Hey baseball fans, it's Peter Dills. Pyrology specializes in making your own pizza your way with a variety of sauces, cheeses, and crusts and dozens of toppings. Pizza is an art at Pyrology. Enjoy unlimited toppings, friendly staff, and for those days when you need fewer choices, a selection of appetizing specialty pizzas you can choose from. Made right in front of you, ready in minutes, Pyrology is quick, affordable, and most of all, delicious. Located in Carlsbad, San Diego, Escondido, and on Bellflower Boulevard in Long Beach, Pyrology is pizza.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills. Congratulations to John from Santa Ana. He won the tickets for the upcoming Angel game. Yeah, today is National Lamb Day. Huh, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? On average, a 3-ounce serving of lamb has only 175 calories and meets the Food and Drug Administration for definition of lean meat. God, I love talking about food. I love talking about steaks. I love talking about drinking and eating and having a good time. Isn't this a fun show?
It's a very fun show.
Isn't this what
especially
it's
when
about?
You add the part about drinking wine.
I know. Well, and I brought you something. I brought Leroy a bottle of unopened sparkling wine from France. Of course, for it to be champagne, it has to come from the region. Therefore, that's sparkling wine. So that's for you to enjoy, and then
we shall evaluate.
Yes, we shall evaluate in the next couple weeks.
Le Grand Cortage, France. Yes.
Okay, I've got two tickets for the upcoming Taste of Duarte, which obviously is in the city of Duarte, and this is coming up May 24th. And I want you guys to get excited about winning this prize. The tickets go for $40 in advance, $50 at the door. But this is one of I do a lot of events. I'm doing a chili cook-off this Saturday. I do a lot of events.
I've done that one before. It's
you
very
have?
Fun.
Yeah, this one's a good event. So I'm going to give these. I'm going to give two tickets away to the Taste of Duarte. 714-280-714-280. Have you been listening to the show? If you have, you know that I just gave out the answer. So simple. what is California sparkling? California is called sparkling wine. If it's from what region in France is it real champagne? What region is it in France if it's real champagne? Call us 714-280-830, and I will give you a two tickets to the Taste of Duarte, which I will be at. It's Wednesday, May 24th at 5 o'clock. It's at the Westminster Gardens in Duarte. If you can go to the event, call us. If you can't go, I mean, I know people like to get excited and they say, oh, I know the answer, but I really want you to go to this event, because it's a good one. Skyloft is at 422 South Coast Highway in Laguna Beach. 422 South Coast Highway in Laguna Beach. Yeah, Leroy, we've got a whole bunch of events coming up. I'm doing a chili cook-off in Sierra Madre. I'm the judge. And you know what's so funny?
I should be entering that. I do a great wine chili, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Please tell me you don't put beans in it.
I do.
I'd hate beans. I mean, if you need the chili to go farther, you have to put beans in it. But real chili shouldn't have beans, as they say, no beans about it. Wednesday, May 24th, Taste of Duarte. And then we've got Santa Anita Uncorked Saturday, June 10th, 2017, of course. That's at Santa Anita Racetrack. And see, these tickets are available at santaanita.com, and they're $60 each. But next week, I will be giving away tickets. So 714-283-0830. We are giving away two tickets to the Taste of Duarte, but you got to tell me, obviously, German at Sect. That could have been a good trivia question. German at Sect in California at Sparkling Wine. Help me out if you Acava. But if it's from France, what is it called? 714-283-0830. If we've whetted your appetite for wine, Leroy is going to take over in about 9 minutes from now, and he is going to be talking about wine. But for now, 714-283-0830, 714-283-0830. I thought that was a fascinating conversation in the beginning of the show.
Very nice.
About the discrimination and things that you can do or can't do, and who has the rights and who doesn't have the rights. But in a nutshell, I guess if you open a business and you are open to the public, then you have to be open to the public. It's pretty simple as that, right?
Well, there's been Supreme Court cases that back that up.
I know. So, yeah. But if you're, I mean, I was at KABC before here. Now I'm here at KLAA. Mm-hmm. And when people start calling about politics, no, I don't want to talk about it. But I will say, if you open a business, then you've opened a business, and it's public, and you can't say, I don't like you because you have a mustache and blue eyes. Hey, well, that's what it is. Or, you know, we did talk about this, and this is not really the discrimination thing. You don't see anymore ladies' night, because that's discrimination.
Oh,
ladies,
man.
I know, but that's good for guys, because they go, hey, I know where the ladies are going to be at. Hey, Gary, I guess, wants to say hi. Gary's a friend from Pasadena. Gary, the Tournament of Roses.
Hey,
what's happening? How are you?
Hey, I think I know the answer to the champagne question.
Okay, give it to me.
Is a region called Madron or something like Madron?
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
Oh.
Well, that's what makes the show, Gary. But that's what makes the show fun. Wednesday, May 24th, Taste of Duarte. Maybe Gary, you'll be there anyway. Who knows?
Okay.
All right, Gary. Thanks for the call. That's Gary from Pasadena. Madron. Where's that? Have you heard of it?
It is. It's a region.
It's a region.
Right.
Like Reims is a region.
Yeah.
And the other region is the one that we're looking for.
That we're looking for. That's very careful about how I start to say things. So
yeah.
I don't want to give the answer.
Yeah, don't
away.
Give out the answer.
Although you already did.
I did give out the answer. I did. Yeah. And that's 714-2830-830. 714-2830-830. Real barbecue. I don't know about Temecula. I've been down to Temecula. I think they have Lucille's in Temecula.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't know how they make the barbecue at Lucille's. But where I live, in Pasadena, there's a place called Robin's Wood Fire Barbecue. And it's actually on the cusp of Arcadia and Pasadena. And they have real barbecue. And they have a real smoker that he had imported from Texas. Cost him thousands and thousands and thousands.
You know it's better if it's from Texas.
Oh, yeah, right? It has to be better if it's from Texas. So he has his big barbecue, and he does beef ribs. Not all restaurants do beef ribs, but he does baby backs. He does hot links, 100% beef, chicken, burgers. He just showed me a new line of beers. He's got 12 beers on tap. And believe it or not, he has normal beer on tap that you and I know. When, you know, like a Newcastle and Stella and Bud Light. I mean, these places that I go into, Leroy, and I've like, oh, we've got the chocolate IPA from Rockville, Maryland. No.
The craft beer scene, though,
is
quite esoteric, but it has exploded. Like,
I know. I just
believe.
Want a Sapporo. I just want a cold beer. I don't want to fool around. So any Robin's Wood Fire Barbecue in East Pasadena, there's one thing that I'll drive anywhere to get is barbecue. And Robin's Wood Fire Barbecue, no matter where you're listening to the show, if it's raining or if it's clear or if it's snowing, and if you like barbecue, check it out. And I do owe Nikki sees in Pasadena a thank you because I lost, and it's happened, I lost the names of the people that won gift cards about a month ago. And for the life of me, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus at the radio station, but for the life of me, I couldn't remember who the winners were. And the guy contacted me, ended up living in San Gabriel, and I asked my friend Joey, who owns Nikki C's in Pasadena, if he'd give us a gift card, and he did. So thank you to Nikki C's in Arcadia for the $50 gift card, which I turned around and sent in the mail to the winner. So I hopefully have caught up with all the people that I owe gift cards to, but I'm not sure.
You're redeemed.
They're redeemed. And that's the thing, redeem them. And I'm writing little notes on the gift cards now. Okay, because we're going to run out of time, so I better stop talking. Let's go to Alan. I think was Alan first? Let's go to Alan in Glendale. Alan, welcome to Dining with Dills.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, first time caller, but I'm glad I got on.
All right, cool.
So I know the answer to the question.
All right, what do you think the answer to the question is?
Champagne, France.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's good. And I said
he said he already gave me the answer.
I already gave you the answer, but I gave it now. Right. Alan, tell me, are you going to be able to come out to Duarte? That's not too far from Glendale.
No, it's not too far out. I kind of drive down to Orange County a lot, actually.
Well, no, Duarte is just there off the 210 freeway.
Yeah, 210 and 605.
Yeah, so I've got two tickets for you. Wednesday, May 24th, Taste of Duarte. I'm going to be there. It's a great event. You come in, eat, and drink all you want, Alan.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
All right. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get you these two tickets. How does that sound, Alan?
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's Alan calling in from Glendale. We love it when people from Glendale, Burbank, Pasadena call in because it's, you know, it's the Angels. And
this is a station that covers all of Southern California.
You know, I do that show up in Santa Barbara from time to time, and I get the coverage all the way to Pass Ventura. You know, AM 830 is there. So next week we're going to be here, and we're going to be talking to the Federal Bar in Long Beach. The chef is coming in. I told him, hey, it's Mother's Day, but he decided that he wanted to come in. Greg, Rudy, Mark, sorry, because we're running out of time. We're coming up against I've got like a minute left here to talk about it, and then I'm going to hand the mic over to Leroy, and he's going to be talking about wine. But I want you guys to stay tuned, because next week I am for sure going to give away two tickets to the Uncorked. You know, I'm going to get a list of the wineries that are going to be involved in this Uncorked, because
that'd
be
good news.
We should discuss that. And you and I have a little bit different tastes in wine.
Yeah,
I like a little sparkling to the sparkle, and you like a little bit of...
I like the big reds.
Yeah. So, yeah, but,
I like
that's
everything.
Fine. I mean, we end up at the same section in the store.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you think about it.
You know, but this I'm anxious to try this one you brought me.
Okay.
It's Cortage. Yeah.
All right. So it's Happy Lamb Day. And, of course, what else? Our new people here at the Skyloft in Laguna Beach. I'm going to be heading there on Thursday. Let me look at my notes real quick. Trivia question we did. T-shirts from restaurants. I talked to Kayla about that. Nikki C's comes through in the clutch. Chili Cook-Off. Leroy is here. Nuts. Go over to Pavilions and get the nuts. Taste of Duarte. I think I've done it all. In 5 seconds, what are you going to be talking about? Quick.
ABA versus Appalachian and estate labeled wines and how it affects the price.
Okay, I can't wait. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to sit here and listen to Leroy talk.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse.
Look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
You gotta try a piece of this pizza. This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's, with the details.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch, and I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than other Italian restaurants.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons, but value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. So, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock, on Colorado, just east of Eagle Rock Boulevard. Call 323-254-9138.
Hey everybody, it's Peter Deals for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo.
How about a store that has farmers market freshness, thousands of club sizes, plus everyday groceries and party supplies, where prices are up to 25% lower than supermarkets? That's Smart and Final. Guaranteed high quality foods, organics, local products, and really cool stuff you can't find anywhere else. It's not a supermarket, it's Smart and Final. Cinco de Mayo is here. Now, 12-pack bottles of Corona, Modelo, Dos Equis, or Pacifico are only $9.99 each, plus CRV. Must buy three, limit three total. Please drink responsibly.
Hi fans, this is George O.
And I'm Chappie.
We want to invite you to listen to our new horse racing and sports show, The Morning Line Sports Show with Chappie and George O.
We'll be concentrating on our passion, horse racing.
But we'll also touch on other sports like baseball, basketball, and especially football. We're going to have great guests like jockeys, trainers, handicappers, and other people from the horse racing industry. Our show will air every Saturday at 7 a.m. It's The Morning Line Sports Show
with me, Chappie.
And me, George O. Don't miss it, 7 a.m. right here on AM 830 KLA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's before 6 and time for Leroy Wine Guy Guilford. Before 6 is a weekly rotating commentary by Leroy and his fun friends in the wine lifestyle industry. Sponsored in part by JMMEDU.org. Because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
Yeah, this thing can only mean one thing. It's time for wine and, yes, other fine things. Longtime friend and regular commentator of radio. Yes, it's sweet Monty Blue Eyes Pricer. Yeah, 25-year wine writing veteran, publisher of Pricer Key to Napa Valley and Sonoma wineries and restaurants. Yeah, if you can eat it or drink it up there, you want to talk to this guy, okay? Attorney and brand new grandpa and a few other things down the line. Nice to have you back with us, old Blue Eyes.
Always great to be here, my friend. You are the best.
We're going to explore, because you have that fabulous newsletter that people know that, you know, it comes out sometimes multiple times a month and other times multiple months in between. Depends on what you feel like doing, right? It's kind of nice to be in that category. All right. Now, you were talking recently, and I love this kind of stuff, the difference between an appellation and a viticultural area, or AVA. So why don't you launch into that, some of the main topic points on that, and then we'll dive forward deeper.
Let me say that at the beginning, however, it really is not going to be a game changer, I think, for most of the people who are listening to what they're drinking.
Right.
But it is somewhat interesting, because people use the term appellation and AVA, which means American Viticultural Area, interchangeably, and they're really not the same thing. An appellation of origin can be an area, but it can be either an area defined by climate and soil, and or geography. In Napa Sonoma, for example, Sonoma County is defined as a political geography, geographical political area.
Right.
And so it is not an American viticultural area, because in order to be that, you have to actually apply and be granted that by the government, and they never have done that. Napa County, on the other hand, is in fact an AVA, because they have applied, and it's called Napa Valley, but it really includes the boundaries of Napa County, pretty much. So the real difference is that if you're talking about AVAs, you're talking about those famous ones, for example. Most people don't know all of them. It's almost impossible. But you know Rutherford, and you know Spring Mountain, and Diamond Mountain in Napa, and you
Stag's
know
Leap.
Russian River in Sonoma, and I'm sure Temecula is an AVA.
Right.
There's some AVAs inside Temecula, I don't know.
No, not none yet.
one yet. So Temecula itself is an AVA. And the only real difference here that makes a big difference, I think, is how you bottle your wines. And I'm not sure that everybody's bottling their wines correctly, and that's how, with the name estate bottle, and that's how this article came about, because I think that people don't realize that in Sonoma, you can't call certain things a state bottle that are being called a state bottle. Well, you can in Napa, and the reason is because Sonoma is not an AVA.
Right, okay, and so a little background there too, folks. If you're talking about an estate wine, that's one that is, first of all, grown on the property, and then vinted on the property, and then bottled on the property. So if you've got some question marks about where that little line is drawn in the sand that says where the boundaries are of your AVA, it can change the picture. That right? So that's kind of the can of worm that seemed to got opened up, right?
Yeah, and maybe I heard you wrong, but I don't think so. The problem is that people sell wine by saying the wine is estate bottled. They make it seem like that's a great big deal.
Right.
And because people think that what that means is that the winery itself is using fruit vines from property contiguous to the winery.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, everybody has now gotten to believe that if that's the case, it's got to be great fruit. With the winery.
Not necessarily so, yeah.
But that's not really the definition of estate. You can be an estate wine if you are anywhere in the same AVA, which means in Napa. It means mm-hmm. you could grow the fruit up in Calistoga, which is the farthest north, and you could vinify that down in Carneras, which is the farthest south. And because you're within the same AVA, it could still be a state as long as you have a contract to control the growing of the grapes up in Calistoga. Now, I don't think mm-hmm. that's what the government meant when they wrote the regulations. And I think they really meant to say sub AVA, that you had to be within Rutherford if you're going to call it a state, or you had to be within Carneras. They didn't say that. They said within the AVA, and the AVA is Napa Valley. So that means that really the state grown wine that you see doesn't have to be from the property; it can be from anywhere.
Right all over now, and I would and folks know this because they know as they listen. I run a little tasting room from Chapin Family Vineyards. We have two off-campus vineyards; they're not contiguous to our property at all. But they're our fruit. We run them. We take them, and we call it a state, and it's within
the
Temecula AVA. Right. So
yep, that's okay. All right. It doesn't have to be contiguous at all.
Got about a minute left, so let's wrap up. Okay. What is it going to mean, if anything, for, you know, the consumer? And then we want to talk about how people can pine in and do what I do. Get your newsletter, all those choice tidbits show up in your mailbox, okay?
I think the important thing is that you shouldn't be persuaded just because somebody tells you it's an estate wine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you really want to know about it, say, ask them, so where do the grapes really come from? I mean, in reality, just to finish this up, right. There's an AVA called North Coast, which includes six counties in the North Coast, Marin, mm-hmm. Napa, Sonoma, Lake, and some others. And in reality, you could make one in one county and one in another county and call it a state wine under these rules. So it doesn't mean what people sometimes want you to think it means. And most people in the tasting rooms don't know that either.
Right.
So it's worth looking it up to not pay more money just because something is a state, because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's great.
Yes, there we go. All right, your newsletter, yes. You know what, folks, if you're smart, you'll sign up for his newsletter because this guy travels the world and talks about wines from all over fun and other fun stuff because it's time for wine and other things, and I added the fine in there. So, it's good. Why don't you cover that for us, Money?
Well, if you want to have it, I've never changed my email and since the day I first got it. It's knightlawyer12. At AOL.com, like a lawyer who stays up late, knightlawyer12@AOL.com. And if you write me, I'll stick you right on the list and send me your name and your email address, and you'll be part of the many, many thousands of people that take it right away before it's published on other blogs.
Well, Monty, all right, go have fun with the grandbaby again, but we'll track you down very soon like usual.
This has been Before 6 with Leroy Wine Guy Guilford. Before 6 is a weekly rotating commentary by Leroy and all of his fun friends in the wine lifestyle industry, sponsored in part by jmmedu.org, because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
the most incredible wine anyone may have ever drank was probably at a singular event in history. Yes, a very special wedding, circa AD 30 in a little town in Cana, Israel. An incredible miracle provision performed by Jesus, yes, son of Mary and Joseph, and one you've probably heard about. Now, that wasn't surprising considering Jesus would go on to say, I've come to give life, and that more abundantly. Well, you know, there's another wedding very soon on the horizon where he will once again serve up that incredible wine. Find out just how fast this event, the Wedding Supper of the Lamb, is approaching at jmmedu.org. Joseph Morris is the world's foremost thinker and commentator on just how fast this event is approaching. Every week, you will learn of news happening all over the earth, much of which never makes it into the mainstream media, that corroborates so much of what Scripture has foretold. A new video blog is posted every week by Joseph Morris Ministries, End of Days Update, at jmmedu.org, because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.